This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone. As the prospect of Britain's yet unresolved exit from the European Union looms large, many Brits are experiencing what officials, pundits, and the media have termed Brexit anxiety.
4 out of 10 people report Brexit has had an impact directly on their mental health, and 1 in 10 of them say it's been a large impact.
Britain is suffering from Brexit blues, according to health experts and academics. There are warnings that
in response to the stories about a surge of Brexit-related anxiety, the ailing masses have been advised by mental health professionals and the media to direct their attention away from the whims of politics. Focus instead, they urged, on the aspects of your life you can control, like family, sleep, and exercise. Dan Degerman is a researcher in philosophy at Lancaster University. His research focuses on the connection between the medicalization of negative emotions and political agency. He told us that the whole Brexit anxiety thing was bogus from the get-go.
There was actually very little evidence to support these claims about an increase in the number of people seeking mental health care. A lot of these articles referred back to mental health blogs, which were written by therapists. They were really saying that their existing patients wanted to talk more about Brexit, which makes perfect sense, right? Because that was the thing of that day, and it still is, really.
And the reported consequences of not following professional advice?
You could spiral into a serious mental disorder.
Degerman dug up evidence to support the idea that the Brits were having their legitimate feelings of anxiety about the future of their country delegitimized, being advised with goop-like sincerity to search inside themselves for calm. He found one such video on YouTube.
The whole video started with this man. He was a Remainer, describing how upset he was over Brexit and how he had gotten into these arguments with people.
How has this session helped you?
It's made me realise that I can't do too much about it, and it is really what it is. Mm. And for me to just accept it and let it go rather than scream, shout, kick, holler, and be very frustrated.
His anxiety wasn't really about the world. It wasn't about Brexit. It was about him.
So if the problem is us, no need to take to the streets, right? I asked what his advice would be to sufferers of the Brexit blues.
To frame it in kind of a British cliche, my advice to people would be to not keep calm and carry on with their lives, but to really to be emotional about political issues and to find ways of acting on their emotions with other people.
So another voice in favor of not walking away. But is that really the answer? Maybe it depends on where you go and for how long.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.